We're here with Utah tight end Wesley Tonga. You were the leading receiver in the game. Was there an effort in practice and in game planning before to try to get you the ball more, or were you just catching a lot and were open and so they stuck with it?
Probably a little of both. I mean, I always try to make an extra effort to catch the ball in practice, like get it in the games. But, I mean, we just followed the game plan, and then, you know, you make your second half adjustments, and I happened to be, you know, one of them that I was having some success out there catching the ball, getting the offense going. We went to me early in the game, and I thought I was able to, you know, get things started for us. And, you know, that being said, I thought that was a good thing that we kept going in the second half and tried to get, you know, continue rolling.
How much did the sellout crowd help you guys play?
It helps out so much having that stadium packed, and just, you know, it's just such a good feeling in that stadium whenever we play. I've always played in front of great crowds, in front of Rice Eccles, and, you know, just continuing in that fashion. And then when you throw the blackout game and all the extra excitement, that stadium is electric when it wants to be in, you know. I thought it was on Saturday night.
Are you seeing some matchups that you think you can exploit against ASU this next week?
I haven't seen too much of the film yet. I've started watching this morning, so we'll get into more of the game plan stuff today and tomorrow and throughout the week. But, you know, whatever the game plan is, we'll go with that. Hopefully I'll be more involved in the passing game and, you know, continue to be effective in the running game and do what I can to help the team win.
Was there a significant difference between the game plans offensively from, like, Oregon State to USC?
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of the times I get the plays called, and, you know, historically, within the last couple games, I haven't had a lot of balls. I've gotten the plays called, but, you know, you show the right defense, and I just don't get the ball. I mean, Travis has been really good with taking care of the football. I don't think he's throwing a pick this year. And so that being said, if it's covered, it's covered. And it's just my job to get open and to stay open when he needs me to be.
Wesley, what are some characteristics you're seeing in this team that's giving you guys the ability to go out and make the winning drives?
I think it's been important to us to be on both sides of the spectrum. Yeah, I mean, last year we came down to a lot of close games and we ended up on the other side. And so now, being through those games, having those under our belt, having the senior leadership, I think a lot of things are kind of aligning for us to allow us to get over the top of that hump that we weren't able to last year. And not the least of which is talent. I think we've, you know, improved in most areas of the ball.
I think the Washington State loss helped you guys?
To an extent. I mean, as much as a loss can help you, I definitely think it gathered our focus together. If there was a time to lose, if there ever is a good time to lose, I think that was it. It helped us to draw from each other, to pull together, to realize our strengths and our weaknesses, and to gather them up and, you know, get them all together.
Thanks, Wesley.
Thank you.